This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Can you guys believe that some in the Twitch chat were making fun of my Grinch hoodie? I mean, I know it's not an ugly sweater. It might be an ugly hoodie in the eyes of some, but the Grinch is badass. Well, what was that face,
Stiz? It's an all-timer.
Stiz, what was that face?
I don't know. It's an interesting hoodie.
You're an interesting person.
I bet Josh loved it.
Sick comeback, bro.
All right. It is 3 o'clock. We have three host-ish here on WEEI Afternoons. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or the Patriots offensive coordinator said your sweatshirt is cute, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Hey, buddy, the podcast coming soon.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I bet you did. Three hosts here on
WEEI
Afternoons. We'll be presenting you the biggest stories in our takes on the biggest stories in the world of Boston sports and beyond. So here's the deal. I'm commandeering it. I am going first, and I am giving myself 60 seconds on the clock. To answer the question, Andy, that you posited at the beginning of the show, which was, what's the key to the game? What is the Chiefs' key, the Fitz key to the game? And of course, Josh Allen is a big one, but I want to warn you against saying that it's just Josh Allen. I think the true key to the game for the Patriots is stopping James Cook. He has had three games this season where he's had less than 100 all-purpose yards. That's against the Patriots, a season-low 49. He had 77 against Miami on November 9th, and then 87 against Atlanta on October 13th. The same thing happened in all three of those games. The Buffalo Bills lost those. And then you look at how Josh Allen fares in those same games where James Cook wasn't as effective. 6 touchdowns and 6 picks in losses so far this season, compared to 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in his wins. He also has more sacks in those 4 games than the 9 wins. Now, granted, some of that comes from the Houston Texans, how good they were, but still, I remind you that if James Cook is not there as Josh Allen's safety blanket this season, he regresses. He goes into the old school gunslinger Josh Allen that you kind of thought you had lost as he grew into one of the better quarterbacks in football. So if the Patriots are able to neutralize James Cook on early downs, it forces Josh Allen to make dumb decisions. And I think that is the true key to shutting down the Buffalo Bills.
I love how you posed that. That forces Josh Allen to make dumb decisions. I thought you were going to say make plays. Like, that would be the normal finish of that sentence. But, yeah, that's a possibility. I actually agree with you.
Thank you.
He gets very manic, Andy, when he doesn't have a good ground game and takes it all on his own shoulders.
Almost not even a great one. You just opened my eyes with those stats. What was the third worst game, like 87 yards or something?
Yeah, 87 against Atlanta, 77 against Miami, 49 against the Patriots.
But when your worst games of the year are 77 or 87 yards, that's how you get to 1,300 yards and people go, wow, you're really having a great year as a running back.
And it's 1,575 of all-purpose yards, I think. He's been unbelievable this year.
Ramondre would kill for 87 yards.
Patriots would kill for 87 yards on a consistent basis.
Look at how effective he's been. Looking at his stat sheet for 2025. That Texans game, which they lost, and the Texans beat up on Josh Allen, was it 8 sacks, I think, because the tackles were both just a wash that night. Cook was still 17 for .116.
Yeah, like, he's very good. He's had a great year.
Last week, he would have had an amazing game had he not fumbled twice on the goal line.
But
basically,
you can't do that, and that's where I want to go with this. 3 lost fumbles on the season. Now, 2 of them were last week, so he's trending. I think that's another key to this game, and we'll get more into it about an hour from now in the build-up to this game. But we've seen it with Ramondre Stevenson. We've seen it with so many backs. Once you start to chum the water, defensive guys start looking for fumbles and takeaways. And we saw Christian Ellis have, you know, frothing at the mouth for Jackson Dart and the Giants. If this unit gets frothing at the mouth to try to get the ball from James Cook and you get it out, oh, and by the way, could be in the snow. So is it a little slippery? Because last week he fumbled twice in the snow. Maybe there's a connection there. So I think that's enough. You got to stop him. And maybe if you don't stop him, maybe force a fumble that could sway the game, because we saw them win by a key turnover last week. Maybe they lose by a key turnover this week.
How much of a difference do we think Tonga being back in the lineup is going to make versus just having Tonga and Milton Williams? I mean, it couldn't just have been Milton Williams as the key to the phenomenal rush defense in the first half of the season.
No, I think Tonga's a huge part of it. I think he's more of a true run defender than Milton Williams. Williams is a better player. Yep. But Tonga's the key run defender. I think the value of Tonga was very much on display when he was banged up, not on the field, hurt, the whole thing. Not only on run defense, but, you know, I keep bringing it up. When he was the goal line fullback, they were better on the goal line. And then all of a sudden they had like 6 chances without him and they couldn't punch it in. But, and that was part of the reason. It was funny. That was part of the roots, Dan Ball, of my question for Josh McDaniels. Every defense always says, first priority, stop the run game. But I don't always hear offensive players, offensive play callers say we want to establish the run. But I guarantee you this week, Mike Vrabel and Zach Kaur and all those guys are saying we got to stop the run this week. That is our first priority, is to make them one-dimensional and then hope that Josh doesn't put on a Superman cape again and beat you one-dimensionally.
Yeah, James Cook is definitely the key. It's crazy to think that in a game where you go against somebody who literally puts on a Superman suit and carries the offense all by himself. And look, he may do it again. If the running game is bottled up, who knows what kind of passing game that they'll put on display, what kind of ball distribution they'll have. But if you can shut him down, that adds to that frenetic manner in which Josh Allen sometimes conducts the offense. And if you can get him like a little too energetic and geeked up, that's when he starts forcing the ball. That's when the Marcus Joneses and the Jalen Hawkins and the Christian Gonzalez's of the world can make a play benefit Patriots.
Yeah, let me amend that last sentence of my 3-point stance a bit. It forces him to make plays. It allows him to make dumb decisions.
Oh, and that's well said.
And that's the Josh Allen that we hope to know and love coming up in a couple days. But we'll put a pin in that one for now. As Nick Fitzy Stevens, I ask you, are you ready for your 3-point stance?
Well, let's get down to it.
Let's do that with 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, man, I got to tell you, college football has had a bananas last couple of weeks with the Lane Kiffin departure, all the controversy surrounding the college football playoff and people's disdain for it, and this now bizarre, unique, tragic story with Sherrone Moore, the former and now disgraced coach of the University of Michigan. But I think all of our eyes locally on college football have turned to the dismissals that came for Bill Belichick last night as We finally have the first two Fall Guys to blame for why the University of North Carolina's football program was such a disaster in 2025, Belichick's first year. As the Fall Guys were, of course, offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens, who had been with the team prior and has NFL coaching experience, and special teams coordinator Mike Prefer. If we're being completely honest, these two guys, while they may not have been the absolute top of their game and they may not have done the best job last season, they're not the reason why the University of North Carolina stunk last year. They're not the reason why the University of North Carolina had one of their worst football seasons in ages. They're just two guys trying to work with some of the crap ingredients that Belichick and Lombardi brought in. If Bill Belichick could, he should probably say this is the coach's fault, but of course someone else had to pay for his misgivings last year.
That's absolutely not true.
Yeah, it is, Bill. Come on. You know you picked the Fall Guys.
Well, and you're right, Fitzy, because the first scouting report I heard about UNC at some point in August or wherever it was, when I knew we would be following and talking about this, was they don't have the talent, and most importantly, they don't have a quarterback. Gio Lopez is not the guy to run a college offense at a high level.
And Brad, what's his name's kid as well? The old quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Brad Johnson, yeah.
Brad Johnson, excuse me. Thank you. Freddie Kitchens has called offense in the NFL. He was even a one-year head coach. Now, he's a lousy head coach for the Cleveland Browns, but I'm sure Baker Mayfield would sit down and tell you what a great coordinator Kitchens is. He's not Josh McDaniels, but if you're going to tell me he's the reason why that offense was D3 level last year.
Why the shot at D3?
Okay. That it's all right, just was UFL level.
Okay.
Then you're spinning a yarn to comfort yourself because you're a Belichick stan. Sad thing is, the coach can't kick himself to the curb, so a couple other guys had to pay for it.
You know, I will say this proves that he's staying. You know, we had that, like, could he still leave? Like, well, he's firing people, so I assume he's staying. And then the other snarky thing that was obviously making the rounds on social media, like, oh, it's interesting. The one coordinator they kept, who'd they keep? Steve Belichick.
Interesting.
I will say their defense was by far the best part of their team, and Steve Belichick was running the defense. So whether there's more talent on that side of the ball, I don't really know. But, it was interesting to see that scapegoating a couple guys and turning it over, which we'll see if it pays off. And no, Josh McDaniels is not going to UNC to be Bill's offensive coordinator, I don't think. I don't think that would make sense, as Jones and Keefe asked. But
you can do a podcast remotely nowadays.
That's true. We can do it via Zoom, so that'll work. Okay, Josh, we'll do a UNC pod.
And Andy, have you, like, the college, like, we should just be getting ready for the college football playoff games that start next week, and most of them should be fun, except for the ones where someone else is a 28-point favorite. But look at what we've been paying attention to. Belichick's disaster meltdown and all the Jordan drama. Lane Kiffin, people crying and moaning about no Notre Dame. And the Michigan story was sure, like, it has just been, like, college football has broken loose and lost its mind the last couple of weeks. If this is any indication as to what the playoffs are going to be like, all bets are off, man.
Yeah, any publicity is good publicity. I'm not sure that actually factors into college football right now. I feel like they have a crap ton of bad publicity, and that's where they're at.
It's terrible.
Ted Johnson, how we doing?
I'm good. I'm just
okay?
A little discombobulated.
Traffic
can go screwed.
I hate traffic.
Boston traffic, seriously, let's... Can we get this figured out? Sometime before I die?
There's...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not a lot of movies that you and I have seen, because, well, mostly because I haven't seen the movies that you've seen, but Falling Down, the imagery in that of what traffic can do to a man is so true. I think traffic can be literally one of the top two or three most frustrating things in the world.
Yeah. It's because and you have no control over it.
It can ruin.
That's the worst part.
I bet you there is like a one falling down person out there a day that is about to go off and decides not to.
Yep.
Just based on things that come up in their lives that we have to deal with every day, traffic and whatnot, you know, going to get a burger, you know, Stiz at McDonald's, trying to get a burger, and it's all hell breaks loose. So, you know, it's, I'm a little flustered, my
okay,
man.
No worries.
It's almost like the roads in Boston, you guys, were built on old horse and buggy paths, and they didn't expect
that way.
Yeah,
even the new
roads. A million people to live here. Well, there's no room. There's just no room to build new roads, and they didn't plan for Boston to mushroom into the city that it's become.
Amazing. We spend as much as we spend to live here, you know, just living your taxes, houses, to sit in that traffic.
That is
doesn't make any sense to me.
That's a popular question. Why do I live here again?
Yeah.
Remind
Why
me
do
again? I live here?
Jesus.
Why do I live in a place where it's frigid, there's traffic, everything's expensive, people are jerks?
Well, guys, the bikers have a ton of room out there.
That is true. They got plenty of room.
Medford bikers,
no traffic in those bike lanes.
So I drive through Medford all the time, right? So I'm on, you know, it's my route is through Medford, and that's where I went today. In the bikers, they don't stop. They assume you see them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what if I don't? What if I'm having a bad day and I, you know, don't look over my shoulder and see you flying up my right side?
It's just not going to end great.
Just start looking, guys. I mean, you know, it's like pedestrians when they just assume you see them at the crosswalk. They just start walking out. How about take a beat, look to see if the car's slowing down, and then walk out.
Right. Right of way does not mean you have safe opening, right?
That's right.
Just because you have the right of way, maybe just give a glance like we all do when we're driving.
Yeah.
Bikers do it. Walkers do it. We'll all be in a better place.
You know,
it's because everyone's on their damn phone. They're not looking at you, Ted.
Right.
They're looking at their Twitter page.
And my favorite is the person that yells at you as you're driving by because they just walked up to the crosswalk right as you're like 5 yards away from crossing it, and you didn't slam on your brakes.
You didn't lock them up and screech to a halt, right?
You know, really, dude? Yeah. So you're going to have to wait 2 extra seconds of your life to cross that street, you know? Right. At least you're alive.
Can I order?
Can I order now? Spicy sandwich.
We very much digress.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we do. I'm counting that as Ted's 3-point stance.
There you go.
Thank you.
Andy, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
Okay, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So we've heard things about the market and what the Red Sox think of the market in free agency. We had the quote yesterday that if you always stay reasonable in free agency, you're going to finish third with every free agent. And then Sean McAdam has a source tell him this, a Major League Baseball source about the Boston Red Sox. They, quote, don't believe in long-term deals, end quote. Okay, so stop being in Major League Baseball, because that's the way the business works. The top players get long-term deals. The top free agents, the top bats, the top pitchers, they get long-term deals. You don't get to set the market. You don't get to set the way business is done. My counterexample to this, or my real-world example, is someone saying, I don't really believe in mortgages. Okay, that's fine. That's your right. Don't expect to buy a house unless you're really rich and have $1 million in your back pocket, because mortgages are how the real estate industry works for most of us, and long-term contracts are how Major League Baseball free agency works. The more we hear, the more we shouldn't have been surprised that they didn't do anything, and the dumber I feel for being the sucker that took the cheese on the Boston Red Sox. You don't believe in long-term contracts? Well, then I believe you may be back to being a last-place baseball team very quickly, because you can't just count on the young kids. Sorry, that's not a great business model in Boston.
Yeah, we're not going to do business the way you guys do it. We're not going to do business the way business is being done. Oh, cool. You know what you're also not going to do? Compete with everyone else that's doing business the way that business is being done. It's
Ted, you
so
said this
asinine.
Yesterday. It's so Belichickian. It's so Belichickian that they have this arrogance that, no, we don't believe.
Right.
Okay, well, the rest of the league will play by the rules that are actually in play, the way business is being done. Mm. And you can say you don't believe in long-term contracts and then, I don't know, look for creative ways to sign guys or trade for guys.
Yeah.
And lose out on the momentum we all felt
no
last
doubt.
Year.
Cue up that music for Andy here. There we go.
No more. Never again. It's not happening, Ted. You promised me.
You the sucker, sucker. You are a sucker, sucker, sucker.
Any more words to this song, or are those the lyrics?
So, dude, it's so. I used to tell people, I always laugh when people, you know, oh, the agent's gonna, you know, negotiate with the Patriots. No, you don't negotiate with the Patriots. You go in, you sit down, they tell you the number. You don't go $1 over it. You don't. And that's, and they tell you what you're worth. You don't tell them what you're worth. And that's what the Red Sox are doing now. That's not good business. That's just not gonna. You're not gonna get the good players. So that puts a lot of stress on your scouting department and front office people to scout, develop, and to get these young guys up and running. Because if you're not gonna pay for, you know, the real talent, then that's what you're left with.
The only difference, Teddy, is that the Red Sox are dealing with a computer system right now, a model that spits out that contract. Yep. You were just dealing with a jackass.
Right.
Dude, wow. I love that took
it.
A turn.
I love it. So the agent just sits.
That's absolutely not true.
No, Bill. You know, come on now. You know the truth.
Did you guys see this also? Chris Mason tweeted this out a couple hours ago from Mass Live. 2018 Red Sox payroll, $239.4 million. 2025 Red Sox payroll, $248.6 million. Okay, slight adjustment due to inflation. That makes sense. Red Sox valuation in 2018, $2.8 billion. 2025 Red Sox valuation, $4.8 billion. So they're worth a lot more money. There certainly are ways you could probably go find an extra couple of bucks to be able to get the players that you need. And what do they do? Sit on it, Ted. Sit on it.
It's maddening. What was I going to say? The Red Sox realized we have the ability to get all these numbers that Fitzy just spit out and information. We know how much they make. We know how much they spend on the team. We just
23%.
So much more information.
I mean, 23rd.
About what they are doing that they used to, you know, hide from us. And so, and yet they still pat us on the head and say, oh, you know, you guys think you know, but you don't. No, we know. And you still talk down to us.
Absolutely. And we got some people that say, well, long-term contracts on the text line. There were a bunch of texts all at once. Long-term contracts are bad. Usually the back end of them, the last few years.
Dude.
I agree.
Dude.
I totally agree.
What is it? It's the cost of doing business.
Absolutely.
Is you're going to overspend. Yeah. So. Yep. And it's not your money. What do you care?
Right.
Why do people ever defend the owners when it comes to spending is amazing to me.
We're not talking about, but like when we talk long-term contracts, the deals like Shohei Ohtani's deal is worth 10 times whatever the Dodgers paid him, deferred or not. But we're not talking about Soto deals or these 14-year bloated, you know, payroll-killing, team-killing contracts. Albert Pujols type of deal.
Sandoval thing, they've never really recovered from.
Okay,
right?
So you had one bad experience.
Yeah.
How about we target Manny?
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
How about we look
that
at
one's just a disaster.
Manny Ramirez deal that you signed him, I believe it was 8 and 160. So a deal that is barely higher than what Alonso wanted 20 years later worked out perfectly. Manny Ramirez was great for the entirety of that. You know, he went off the rails in terms of
issues. He went up and held the bat and then sat down after three strikes.
There were issues, but you that was nothing to do with the contract. Basically, he rolled out of bed and gave you like 30 home runs and 120 RBI every year. Like, not all long-term contracts are bad. Dan Ball?
Guys, you guys are overcomplicating this. Hit it, Stiz. Thank you. There you go. One more time.
All right, that's going to do it for the drive today on a festive Friday. This is a very good song with Ted Johnson here. Lots of lyrics, in case you need us to put that down somewhere. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our weekly chat with Mike Giardi. What does he think about Josh Allen and Drake May and this big game at Gillette Stadium on Sunday? Giardi next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending, and Ted will keep singing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.